flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Super Bowl week on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Radio Row in New Orleans, we run this place. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, feeling good. Listen,
yeah.
One day closer to Sunday glory. Just understand that one day closer to Sunday glory, Super Bowl 59. Can't wait. Jackie Baseball. Get it together, Jack. Get it together over there. How about you, boy?
A lot of questions for me about how close we are to opening day, and I told every single one of them. I said, not this week.
Yeah.
I said, not this team. But then I did say 55 days till opening day.
This guy is dialed in over here. Are you locked in, Jack?
Happy anniversary, by the way.
To the Super Bowl
yes.
in 2018
yes.
for the 2017 season
yes.
that we won.
That you still can't figure out which you want to call it, the 2017 Super
well,
Bowl.
Well, it's difficult because you say the Super Bowl in 2017 and everybody knows what you mean, but it did happen in 2018.
Yeah, I know. I think you just say 17.
17.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we are.
Well, we're not about where it started at.
Right, yeah. Right. Not where it ended.
Yeah, not where it ended.
Even though we like where it ended. Yeah, whoa. Okay.
215.
All right, big show. First of all, there's a lot more people here today, so 5:30 Creed is going to be excellent.
Yes,
but it
a lot
is,
of head turners there, Spike.
It is Tuesday, and even though we get a lot more Elliot this week, we cannot pass up on Tuesdays with Elliot. So that happens at 3. Brian Westbrook. I do that every time.
It's close.
Brian Westbrook joins us at 4 o'clock, and the top 5 of 5 will be at 5 o'clock. Now, this show this week is a lot about this Sunday, but something is going on that leads us to think about next season, and that's the fact that Kellen Moore, all signs are pointing to Kellen Moore being the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, which means the Eagles will be in need of a new offensive coordinator again.
Yeah.
And it seems like the leader in the clubhouse is pass game coordinator Kevin Petullo. So, Ike, what do you think of the fact that the Eagles staying internal and going with Petullo as the pass game coordinator?
Actually hearing this, I'm happy to hear this. This is good news to me because consistency is what this team has lacked at that position. Although they found a way to have success most of those years, I still have 2023 in the back of my mind. I still also have 2018-19 in the back of my mind as well. Hell, even 2020.
Yes.
We hired a guy. I don't think he ever called one play.
Wait, who was 2020? Oh, right. I forgot about that guy. Totally.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. We hired a guy. I had never even saw him. I don't think he called one play.
Yep. It was a weird year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he brought Marty Morning wig back. Like, it's been crazy. So having some consistency and some familiarity, I think is huge for all these guys. I know we'll focus in on the impact it has on Jalen. You can't ignore that he's had so many different coordinators and different offenses. He's had to learn different terminologies, had to learn that this will give him a chance to at least build on what he's done this year. Regardless of what you think about what he's done this year, he'll have a chance to build on that with the same offense, same personnel, same terminology. And I would imagine that bodes well for him and returning back to the Jalen we saw in 2022. Maybe that's the last time he had two straight years. Yeah, Shane Steichen
in
21 and then 22.
Yep.
So you saw what he looked like in 22. The proof is there. You get this guy a second year in the same offense, he's an MVP candidate.
Take a deep breath over there. Take a deep breath.
Was he not?
No, he was.
Was an MVP candidate.
Different player.
All I can do is go with the evidence. And the evidence says, the facts, this is what Elliot says. I can't wait till he comes on. Sure,
did you just use Elliot and facts in the same sentence?
What Elliot says, he says, listen, you got to go with the results, the facts that are there. And the facts say when he had a coordinator for 2 years straight, he played at an MVP level. That's what the facts say.
All right. Well, I don't agree with you. So to me, yeah. Well, to me, here's how I'm looking at it.
Yes.
And I.
Oh damn, we got cameras on us today.
Oh yeah, yep. You better look good.
Man, let me put my damn glasses on.
Yeah, come on.
Make sure the camera.
All right. I didn't realize me.
Yeah, I think you're looking at that one.
Yeah, you think about the night glasses.
Right. You should have brought those. You should have brought those.
Well, but the difference is like he needs those glasses.
Yeah, the ones I got on I actually need.
And I hope the camera stays on for the reads
when he puts
when he gets down to the tip of the nose.
Yep. Old man Ike.
I hate y'all.
Old man Ike.
Go ahead, man.
So here's what I'm thinking about the offensive coordinator thing for the Eagles. The pass game has, since 22, got worse from 22 to 23 and got worse from 23 to 24. We are the 29th ranked passing team in the NFL this year. And it has worked, but it is not optimal. You know, you could say they've won, so it's worked. But I think we would all agree that even with Saquon Barkley, even with the offensive line being as good, we'd want the pass game to be more effective than it was this year. And I think that the hiring of the offensive coordinator moving forward for the Eagles is basically about one thing. It is about getting as much as you can out of Jalen Hurts. How can we optimize everything this guy is and everything he can be? And while the team was very successful this year, I do not think they did that. Now, I'm not going to blame Kevin Petullo just because he's the pass game coordinator that it's on him. There's several people above him, including Jalen, that are responsible for the pass game. But I would bring in external people as many times as I could. I don't care about consistency if consistency isn't good enough, right? Like, there's no people don't just want consistent. People want consistently good. There's a difference. You could keep the same guy in there for five straight years, and it doesn't mean it's going to work. You know, Baker Mayfield's had 8 different offensive coordinators, I think, in 8 years. He threw 40 touchdowns this year, right? So if we were coming off of a year where the pass game looked great, I'd say, you know what? Let's keep it intact. Let Nick keep the guys comfortable with. Let Jalen already knows him, so on and so forth. But there have to be people, and I don't know if Josh McCown's going to be a great offensive coordinator, but there have to be people out there that can think differently. The offense this year, from a passing standpoint, was just not good enough. And I am not confident. I don't know Kevin Petullo. You know, we don't know what his input is. Sure. We don't know if he wants to do something totally different than what they've done.
Sure.
Maybe it is. But my gut tells me is that they should go external and find somebody with a little more pedigree. And if you lose them, you lose them. But, like, this is a year-to-year league, right? Like, we got to win every year that we're here. So I would say go external. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with the Eagles staying internal with the next offensive coordinator with Kevin Petullo, or would you like them to look outside the organization? Before we get to the phones, Jack, where are you on this?
Yeah, so this is concerning that this is their first idea is to go internal for this. And it reminds me way too much of the Doug Press-Taylor thing. Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo, that seems like the Doug Press-Taylor relationship. And I think that this team, this would signify to me that Nick has more control than I want him having like that much control. I like this current situation with where Nick is at. So I think it would be a mistake to stay within the organization. And I think that there's a lot of smart offensive coordinator minds out there that come in here. And, hey, maybe it's a different voice. Maybe they do find something else in the passing game. I think just staying status quo is a mistake. And I don't think that's how they got here. I mean, they got here because they went outside the organization and hired Kellen Moore.
You know, the interesting thing about what you said is that I do think Nick has earned the right to have maybe more of a say than he had last offseason when he was on the verge of getting fired and they thought about it. I think he has gotten to a place where he earned it, but I don't buy this one, you know, this particular decision. And look, if this ends up being where they go, we will see what the results are. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to stay within the organization for the next offensive coordinator and hire Kevin Petullo or look outside the organization? We started off with our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You are on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, Spike, you got too much diva tendency, man.
Wow.
Diva.
Too much.
What gives
too
that away?
Diva. Listen.
Well, hold on.
You crying about the restaurant.
Yeah.
Crying about.
He did a bad job. We all agreed on it. We all agreed on it.
Like, listen. This is the Look. Super Bowl week, and it's Tuesday, and all I've been hearing is crying. You in New Orleans. You in NOLA, baby. You in the South. You supposed to have a good time.
I'm not here to have a good time. I'm here to dominate. I am here to hold everybody accountable and get the best out of everyone. Good times are for losers. I'm here to win.
Hey man, if you dare to win, don't be worrying about the food deal. You eat what we give you.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Again, because of the diva tendencies, that's not gonna work.
And it's all about. By the way, I'm gonna get the worst of the food thing wherever we go. It ain't about me. It's about the experience for everyone. I wanted everyone to have the New Orleans experience, and Elliot failed.
Let's be real. Like, look, think about who you gave the assignment and eat my dog. Listen, I ain't never hung out with, I seen anybody. It's like, you having him. This the dude that, you know, he got some of the worst things. Like, he wearing trench coats to his ankles. Like, this the dude that got a size 7 foot, you know, and he said it took him 3 hours looking for a restaurant.
Like, when I gave him a list. When I gave him a list.
I ain't trying to be funny. WIP. What kind of job? This dude got 3 hours to look for restaurants and stuff. Hey man,
all right, Corey. Corey,
what are you doing?
Corey, look at this. Look at the choices I have. Jack's not going to spend 3 hours doing anything.
No.
I asked Ike to do it. He would look at me like I'm insane. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is sleeping, and Joe Giglio eats a little thing of beans and rice every day. I can't trust him either. Elliot he wanted the job. He goes out a lot.
He's already here.
He lives in the city. Here, right? You know, I failed. This is on me. It's on me.
Yeah, next time, listen, this is what you do. Hey, man, we going with wherever I go. If y'all don't like it, stay at the hotel, order you some DoorDash, Uber Eats or something. That's what we eating. That's how you take care of it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Put your foot down. But look, get on this OC thing. I don't even care. I'm going to be real with you. I'm Super Bowl focused. I worry about Myles Garrett and all that after Sunday right now. I don't even care. People are texting me like, oh, what would you give up for Myles Garrett? I'm like, I don't even give a damn. I ain't worried about that. I don't care about the OC. I don't care about Sunday. But look, when you – Jack sound like a hater, like always.
How, sit up here, in what way?
Because you sit up here and you talk about, oh, Nick Sirianni, he got too much power.
First of all, we don't want that.
Well, look, time out. Was Ike and Spike and Jack – let me ask y'all some questions. Was Kevin Petullo here in 2020 when he got hired, or 2021 when Nick Sirianni got hired?
Yep.
He was right, already so
he
here?
No, he wasn't already here.
Oh, he was
no,
a Nick
I
guy.
Think he came with no, he,
okay. No, what I'm saying is he came here with Nick, right?
Right.
He wasn't OC. All right, last year in 2021, we had Shane. In 2022, we had Shane. When Shane left, he was here, right? They ain't giving the job. They gave it to Brian Johnson. All right, Brian Johnson get fired. He here again, and they give it to Kellen Moore. Maybe they felt like he done developed. I mean, what I'm saying is, Jack, you was working with Giglio at one point. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want you in the afternoon. They ain't think you was ready. Afternoon drive. You know,
I was like 22 years old.
People get better at what they do. Right?
That's a good point.
So my thing is,
look at your development as a caller.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was number one since I called, baby. I'm like, I was like LeBron, high school prodigy, baby.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, how is the OK Andrew development coming along, Corey?
Not every great player is a great coach. Not every great player is a great coach. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all be – hey, my boy had to work on Friday. That's why he called the morning show. Y'all chilling, my man. He just want to be accepted, man.
Yeah, no, he is accepted. This is what we do. This is tough love.
Yep. Just hold him accountable.
And then, hey, something else. All y'all snitches out there – why y'all always snitching? Listen, if y'all want to be a part of the show, just call and get your topic. Y'all ain't got to snitch on everybody. Every time somebody, okay, Andrew, call. What do you think that's going to give you? You think that's going to remember your call or something? No, we don't care about that. Just say what you got to say. We don't care about no snitching. And then y'all signing with the snitches. Ike, what's wrong? Ike, that's delegation
quick,
now, Ike.
Quick to it.
So I'm just saying that.
So, oh, like, I'm the one gave him, I gave him the pass.
Yeah, I gave him the pass. We're good.
Right,
okay,
right.
Andrew's
I'm talking
okay.
about y'all. What in y'all other suits? Come on now. If they snitch it, don't. We don't want no snitches on the show, man.
It takes a village.
Is,
yeah.
to get back on the topic at hand,
yep,
I'll focus on that when it happens. If they kind of hire Kevin Vitullo, cool, but we're going to be partying all summer. I mean, the quarterback probably not going to party. He might do a little five-minute, you know, week partying, but he's going to be back to work. But, you know, we're going to be partying until September. We don't even care about – I ain't going to be caring about no draft. I ain't going to be caring about no free agency. None of that. If we win this Lombardi, boy, we partying two chips, 2 weeks, baby. Party in NOLA.
Listen, one thing I will guarantee you, they win this Super Bowl, he will be partying. I don't know what you thought.
Who?
Jalen.
Oh, yeah. It won't be the same kind of party in that other guys do.
Yeah, it won't be Jason Kelce type of party.
Right.
Yeah, we're not looking for that.
Can you imagine Jalen at the parade in a Mummers outfit, smashing beer cans on his head?
I could not imagine.
Nick is going to take care of all.
Yeah, Nick will be the Kelce.
Dude, yeah. It's the biggest reason. There's a lot of reasons why I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But Nick at the parade.
A drunk Nick.
Oh,
yeah.
He might do a 20-minute speech.
Yeah.
A lot of I told you so.
Yeah. Well, he might deserve it. He'll deserve it.
Well, and see, people will get lost in Jason's great speech at the parade.
Yes.
It really wasn't I told you so.
Yes, speech. The whole thing.
Yes.
I mean, to us as much as anybody else. Right,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you think he brings up Peter and Mapleshade? I want to know how many names does Nick have written down?
What if Nick went, as Ken and Cinna Minson always said, I am a special coach. All right.
Number one special boy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you think it's good if the Eagles stay within the organization and hire Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator, or should they go outside the organization? My position is you got to keep bringing guys in until you get the most out of Jalen.
Well,
and I don't think we got the most out of Jalen.
Think about the last couple times that they've stayed internal, because the coordinator also brought up Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson, internal, disaster.
Yeah.
Like Doug's hirings, internal, disaster. They stay with what got you here.
Terrible coaches.
Okay. I have no idea if Kevin Tool's a good there's just established offensive coordinators out there. Just bring them in.
215-592-9494. Tom in Vancouver, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, it's been a long time. I'm glad to speak to you, though. I'm totally on the side of going internal on this.
Would you stop it?
Now, well, look, man. We've seen what happens when Jalen, he's trying to get used to new offensive coordinators and such. We know the change that he had over a number of years and what impact that had on him. He always got better when he was able to play with the same OC for at least another year.
Yep.
Let me ask you something, Tom.
Yes.
What you saw out of the passing game this year, you want it to be consistent based out of what you saw out of the passing game this year? Like what? Because I assume you would think that one of the advantages of Petullo is he'd do something different and better. Well, if he's going to do something different, what is the consistency here? Like, what do we care about consistency? That it's the same person? Do you know what I'm saying? Like what we want things to get better. Things were not good enough in the past game this year. So what is the consistency? Just that he recognizes this guy?
Well, I'm curious about something. When you're a passing game coordinator, what other responsibilities might you have associated with the passing game? Because we did see Jalen evolve a lot in his capacity to read the defenses and such. I think he's doing a much, much better job in that sort of field marshal type role.
Well, how so?
I think last year it was a complete disaster when it came to things like the blitz and such.
So real quick, Tom,
the passing game.
He's gotten a lot of credit this year for how they've played against the blitz, but I don't think it's been quite as good as people say. I mean, he gets sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. Number one, 13% of his of when the Eagles get blitz, he gets sacked. That is the worst in the NFL. He is also bottom third in the NFL when he's been pressured this year. So I know the passer rating has been higher, but the success, you know, you get sacked, that doesn't affect your passer rating. So he's had a lot more on his plate, and I give him credit for taking that on, and he has been able to, I guess, internalize that and make it part of his game. But I don't know that it's been as successful as it has been, as has been reported, you know, them against the blitz this year.
I think we're talking about, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
When we're talking about changing plays at the line, who's responsible for teaching him that? And I'm not, like, that's an actual question, because I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess it would be a little bit of everybody, right?
Yeah,
it would be Sirianni. What are you doing?
No, I thought it would be
that. I think he's done a pretty good job with that. You know, I do agree with you around the sacking. I mean, it's incredibly frustrating. He drops back and, you know, he does this stuff. I'm not sure who's responsible for that either. What I do know is...
How much of that is holding on to the football?
Yeah. I mean, that's him. Yeah. I mean, you know, to a certain extent, thank you for the call, Tom. To a certain extent, like, Jalen's never going to fix, no quarterback ever fixes the things, every single thing that he's not great at.
Right.
You know, and the I think the interesting thing on Jalen is it's been a little bit of a moving target as to what he has. It actually makes me optimistic about his future that, like, that, you know, one thing seems to come and then another thing seems to go, but it's not like he hasn't. It's not like it's been the same issue the entire time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think there's more to unlock there. And I guess it's not impossible that whoever the pass game coordinator is, when given, you know, a lot of people, as Courtney made a good point, there are sometimes when people don't have a lot of responsibility, but maybe have a lot of ability, you know, and they're not allowed to use it until they're given that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I look at this passing game and with Jalen leading it, I look at it like, there is a ceiling to it. I don't know what it's going to, like, what's it ultimately going to look like. And when he reaches his full potential, I don't know if that's going to be enough to satisfy everyone.
Right.
Like, from a passing standpoint.
Right.
So what I look for is, how do you get the most out of this? Because this is our quarterback. Unless somebody tells me we're changing quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, this is our quarterback. So how do you get the most out of him?
Right.
Yep. How can he be most effective? There's just some things he's not going to be great at. I don't care. Like, there's the rare quarterback out there that's great at everything.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's rare. And I'm not even talking five quarterback rarity. I'm talking maybe two quarterback rarity.
Yep.
Where you see a guy who's just mastermind in offense, and he just operates with precision. And that usually takes time. When you've been in an offense for X amount of years.
Right.
Now look at Jared Goff. Look what Jared Goff looked like. Now, every quarterback isn't the same. So, because Baker Mayfield was able to do it, doesn't mean Jalen is able. I think Baker Mayfield is a better pure passer than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's always been the case.
Right.
That's why Baker was the number one overall pick.
Right.
Like, Jalen is more of a guy who was molded as a quarterback. You see raw talent, you see raw skills, so you're trying to mold that talent into something that is a better than serviceable talent at that position.
Yep.
Like, the one thing he's not going to do, he's not ever going to be 6'5". He's never going to be as fast as Lamar Jackson, right? He's never going to do those things. But I've seen guys like Dak Prescott get better, right, after being in Kellen Moore's offense for multiple years. I've seen those guys get better. And this is what I'm saying with Jalen. And here's the other thing. Petula, I maybe he puts his own little twist on it.
Right.
Like, that's usually
possible. Yep.
That's usually what happens. There are things he may see that he's like, oh, no, I would do this or I would do that. So, and one would ask, why didn't they do it this year? Well, because you don't step on someone else's toes.
Right.
And there's one guy who's there as the coordinator and this and that and the other. So, I don't know. I'm more with the familiarity thing. I think this kid performs better when he feels more comfortable in the offense. So much so that he went out of his way to say it. He's envious of what the offensive linemen have with Jeff Stoutland because he's been the same coach there.
Yep.
So when he's doing that, that to me says, listen, you want me to play at that high level? Well, you got to give me some consistency.
Yep. All right.
You got to listen to your franchise quarterback.
Unless he picks the offensive coordinator, which didn't work.
That is true.
Yeah. Listen to him sometimes. Listen to him. Just don't do every single thing he says.
That is true.
Yeah, definitely listen to him. Definitely listen to him. All right. Coming up next, you know, media night or whatever they call it is truly one of the worst events I've ever seen. But Saquon Barkley did say something yesterday And the truth is that Saquon Barkley almost wasn't an Eagle, and we're not even talking about the Giants. There was another team. So we will talk about what it would have been like, who we would have gone to. We'll talk about that next. We are in New Orleans. Oh, and we will continue the conversation about the offensive coordinator. Do you think they should stay internal, or should they find somebody outside the organization? 215-592-9494. We're in New Orleans at Radio Row for the Super Bowl. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Radio Row in New Orleans. A busy day here. It wasn't that busy yesterday. It was like half full, Radio Row. But now media creatures all over the place. It is disgusting. You should thank us for being here so you don't have to. Before we get back into the conversation about the Eagles' offensive coordinator, we did have media night last night, which was at the Superdome. There were fans there. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what the win is if you're a fan going
to this
thing. I thought
the same thing.
Yeah, you can't really hear anything. You can't see anything. You don't get autographs or anything. I don't know. It's cool to see all the players if you can't go to the game, I guess. And there's so much media around everybody that I think it's hard to get good questions out. But that said, Saquon was one of the featured players last night, and he talked about almost going to another team in the NFC. Here's what he had to say. So Saquon said he was pretty close to going to the Chicago Bears. Now, Joe Shane said that when we watched, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
I just, like, sometimes there are forks in the road for lives, for organizations, for the future. Dude, can you imagine if we didn't have Saquon Barkley this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be a 10-17.
Yeah, we might be talking about Nick getting fired. Yeah. Maybe they don't even make the playoffs. It's certainly possible they don't make the playoffs. Yeah. It's even likely they don't make the playoffs, right?
Well,
10-7, they may have snuck in there. You know, Washington probably wins the division.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, right. You know, so they're not a wild card.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it would have been, certainly would not be where we are right now. And kudos to Howie for getting the deal done. You know, you know what happens in those situations. You know, Howie is in on it.
Yep.
The agent knows Chicago wants him badly. You talk to Saquon and figure out if you had your choice, where would you want to go? He obviously wanted to be here, but you also got to get some guarantees and some money stuff situated. And how we got it across the finish line. And that's how those negotiations go down. Because he certainly sounded like he wouldn't have had any problem going to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, and the way he laughed, he's like, it was closer.
The money was there.
Yep. Yeah.
That means
yeah.
Chicago offered him nice money, and he's like, okay, can Philly top this?
Yep.
And
we'll get close to it, put it that way.
Sure. Yeah.
So they don't have to live in Chicago.
Right.
Oh. Miserable.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's from this area.
He's from the Northeast.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm a Midwest guy. Come on.
Yeah, I like Chicago. I love
yes,
living
I'm
in Chicago. The other thing, it's hugely different for us and for him. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bears were not good team this year, you know.
Yep.
Now that there's a quarterback there, but who knows how many years it's going to take for that
exactly.
quarterback to grow into what he is.
And they didn't have this offensive line.
No.
And so it not only changes this year, it might change the entire trajectory of the Eagles organization.
And of his career.
Nick Sirianni maybe gets fired. Who knows what happens with Jalen this year? All these sorts of things. And then we're talking about a guy who had a ton of talent in Saquon and had a couple of good years, but nobody was talking about Hall of Fame with Saquon Barkley.
Nope.
Nobody was talking about 2,000 yards.
Nope.
Nobody was talking about MVP. So the course of his life and his career completely changed by that one decision, which was made by it could have been made, who knows? Like
right.
what the one final thing was that made him choose the Eagles over the Bears. But man, oh man, just the difference in we have a different Super Bowl. We're not here today, you know, most likely, all those things.
No, I mean, like you said, sometimes it's just fortunate, man. And we were in a great position to be able to do this. Quite frankly, the money that they paid out to some guys last year, this pales in comparison. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
AJ got more money.
Right.
Right?
And Bryce Huff got more money.
Devontae Smith, Dickerson got more money. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So this sort of fit with Saquon And they gave him, listen, nobody's sneezing at $26 million guaranteed. So that's nice money for a running back from that standpoint. But for Howie to recognize the importance of having Saquon Barkley and recognizing that talent. I'll tell you this also, playing this division and getting to play that team up the turnpike played in his decision too.
I'm sure, yep.
He realizes, oh yeah, I get to show you guys twice a year.
Yeah, it's funny because he always wants to squash that stuff publicly,
yeah.
But it's inside of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, of course it is. He's a competitor.
Yeah.
He's a competitor. He's not one of these mean-spirited people, but at the same token, he's hurt to some degree by how he wasn't appreciated by the Giants.
Yep.
You're going to make me beg for my supper?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you. Really, you're going to pay him? Yeah, me and Daniel Jones, good friends, whatever, whatever. But you're taking care of him instead of me? Nah, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And you could hear it in his voice, by the way, when he was talking to Joe Shane on Hard Knocks.
Yep.
And Joe Shane was like, well, we're going to let you test the market or whatever. You could just hear the disappointment and say Saquon wanted to be a Giant.
Yep.
He wanted to stay a Giant. He didn't care that he wanted to be good. But the fact that
but he wanted to be a Giant.
Yeah,
he wanted to stay
the
a
fact
Giant.
That their outlook wasn't great was
right.
not making him
right.
leave.
You he know, wasn't running away.
Right. All right. The, I know.
Man.
Everything's different.
And now we just erased his whole career in New York.
Yep. It's like it didn't
One
even
year.
Happen.
Yep. Yeah. And we're talking about an all-time Eagles team. I mean, this.
Yeah.
We talked about it. But
and he lived in the biggest market in arguably the world.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And was never seen in the light that he's been seen in this year.
Never.
He's never been seen in this light nationally
by the
way he has this year.
Not just – he was a – I wouldn't say disappointment.
To some degree,
but,
though.
But when he got picked with that pick, everybody's like, what do you
– Everybody else was disappointed.
Yeah, why
yes.
why are you spending this pick on a running back?
Yeah.
And then the team was bad, and he's the best player. I don't think anybody blamed that on him.
Right.
But he certainly
– That was a Gettleman thing.
Yeah, he didn't go through – what he is going through
By the way,
in Philadelphia. Yeah.
I always have to point out that I was one of the few people that defended the pick.
Well,
oh,
you're a contrarian.
Yeah. That's, well, yeah, by nature.
Well, I'm a running back guy.
Yeah, you are a running back guy.
I wanted Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Listen.
You did.
You like talent. You like talent.
John Robinson.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Eagles look like the front runner for the offensive coordinator position is Kevin Petullo, who is their pass game coordinator. Here is the Twitter question. Do you want the Eagles to go outside the organization for offensive coordinator or from promote from within? So it's outside the org or promote from within. Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
I would say from within, promote from within. And I'll go 68.
Outside the org, 75.5.
Wow.
Yes.
Everybody wants them to go outside the organization.
Well, me and Spike win.
Yeah,
me and Spike win.
We don't win.
Finally.
We're not going to ever talk to one of these people. So 215-592-9494.
Call up.
Yeah, Paul in Woodland. Whoa. Paul in Woodland, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? How's everything?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
All right, man. You know me, I trust Howie. I trust Jeff, so. I really don't have no preference, inside or out. I, whatever they do, I'm gonna be cool with. I'm kind of.
It's easy to say when we're at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Were you really cool when the combination of Howie and Nick decided to make Matt Patricia the defensive coordinator 12 games into the season last year?
You know, I wasn't cool with that, but it was a lot
All
going
right,
on
okay.
at that time.
Okay,
it was a lot
fair
going
enough.
On. We was stinking it up, so yeah. But
okay.
I'm not high on Kellen Moore. I really don't think he did a good job this year. Like, and I watched that Green Bay game. That was like the worst game plan scheme I've seen ever. Like, I mean, I just think Kellen Moore only had like three good games he called all year. The first game and the last one we just had. Like, I don't know. I've been saying this all year, so I'm happy we're in the Super Bowl. But I think that's because of our talent. Kellen Moore ain't have as much to do with it. It seems like this Nick offense anyway. So whatever we do, man. We're going to win Sunday, and that's all that really matters. Whoever they hire, we're going to be cool with because we're going to be on cloud nine from the Super Bowl, man. Let's go. Go Birds. Y'all
go
both
Birds.
Have a good day, man.
All right, Paul.
All right, Paul.
Well, the question is
it's kind of a good point.
Yeah, the question is it Nick's offense or is it Jalen's offense? to a certain extent, right? I mean, I don't know what the
answer
to that is.
Well, it certainly isn't Jalen's offense.
Well, now it is not. Yeah. Yes. But after the bye week, it's not Jalen's offense.
Right.
Yeah. The 215-592-9494, do you want them to go outside the organization? Jack and I say yes. Ike says no. We'll get to your calls right after I talk to you about your windows. Because I care about you. I care about you. Now, we're in warm New Orleans right now, but you are in the most likely in the cold Delaware Valley. And in the cold, you got to worry about your old drafty windows, that cold air coming through. You know, your house stays cold. Your heating bill goes up. You got to take care of those old drafty windows and doors. And Guided Door and Window has extended their big discount through the end of February. 40% off every window, 40% off every door. Just imagine walking into a store, you see something's 40% off. That is a lot. So it's 40% off every expertly installed high energy efficient replacement window. You're also going to get free high performance low E glass. 40% off any door. Any insulated entry door, sliding patio door, storm door, garage door, whatever it is. Buy now, pay later. Interest-free financing up to a year, and this will only go through the end of January. This is your last chance. Don't screw it up. Me to you. So if you need new windows and doors, I want you to call 877-GO-GUIDA. Talk to our friends over there. They'll give you all the details. You can even set up a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Jay in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
How y'all doing?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, Spike and Ike? And yes, Jack.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. We're good.
Yeah. Just wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. About the offensive coordinator thing. I'm a little bit conflicted. I guess I would be more better if they went outside, but I know. I don't really know. I mean, I don't really know about the dude Kevin Petula. That's his name.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that they think about offense coordinator. Yeah, I don't really know that much about him either. Maybe when Joe Shane gets fired at the next year, we could bring him back, you know?
Nick, you mean Shane Steichen.
Yeah, you mean
Shane Steichen.
Or does he mean Brian
Dable?
Yeah,
Shane Steichen, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe when Shane Steichen gets fired next year after not making the playoffs, maybe we could bring him back, kind of like what the Niners did with Robert Saleh, bringing him back as defensive coordinator.
Doug, maybe bring Doug back?
Nope.
Chip, Chip's got a job. Yep.
Yeah, Chip. I think he signed with somebody in the NFL or something like that.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Raider, yeah.
He's going to be Pete Carroll's offensive coordinator. Yep.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. I think it's. I got a friend that's a Ravens fan, right? And he said he's tired of his team wasting these 14, 13 win seasons and not getting to the Super Bowl. But we're a little bit of step. Above that, you know, I would like
to,
you know.
Because we've gotten here twice.
Yeah, we've gotten here, and we need to start capitalizing and you know, getting some more trophies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the Eagles can come out on top in this game. The Chiefs are going to be a tough out. They got a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. When they played us in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I was a little bit surprised that the Chiefs were sort of able to slow down our rushing attack that year, because I thought we was going to run all over them 2 years ago. I ain't going to lie. I was maybe way too overconfident. But Steve Spagnuolo, I think he did a good job of slowing down our rushing attack. And I just hope we can you know, get that second trophy, man. We you know, when you get to these Super Bowls and you got really good teams, you know, you got to, you know, start capitalizing. You're not going to win every Super Bowl. Like, the Patriots won 6 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. They lost 3, though. But they capitalized when they got there more than they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just hope we can do that this Sunday and you know, give that trophy that's back in Philadelphia, you know, some company, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call,
right? Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Well, I mean.
We'd like them to win.
Well, getting this Super Bowl is fun this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just getting there feels great last week and this week.
Yeah.
But there's a very thin line between, you know, a great era of Eagles football and an era we just look at as missed opportunities.
Yeah.
As you well know.
I know about it.
Yes, as you well know.
Yeah, they really started to go after I agree.
Yeah, well, but, you know, they lose on Sunday.
I like that.
Yeah. They lose on Sunday. And having lost twice to the same team in 3 years.
That'd be the first thing I'm going to say.
Yep. Same team in 3 years.
Wasted opportunity.
And that three-peat, two-thirds of it will be against us.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we will be looked at as a team that, like, you know, everybody looks at Lamar and Josh Allen as couldn't get it done. You know, those teams couldn't get it done. But if you keep losing, it doesn't matter where you keep losing.
Sure.
Nobody will say, well, at least they got there.
Right.
It'll not be here. Yes.
That's what 22 was about.
Yeah, and we're not doing that one again.
No.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing after. It really was. The reaction to losing the last Super Bowl was embarrassing.
Really? Because I wasn't in town.
It was almost as if it didn't bother anybody.
It was the oddest thing I've ever seen. It was with the last Super Bowl. They blew a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl, yeah. And people were like, well, that was, you know, it is what it is.
I will say this, in all fairness, they felt that we would be back.
And they were right.
And we're back.
But now you got to close it.
Yes.
Like, I don't think the reaction's going to be the same this time.
I don't either.
It's gotten back. It's not pre-Super Bowl angst, which I will miss every single day of my life.
Yeah.
But I think the actual Eagles anxiety is back in the fan base.
There's so much at stake with this game, right? Obviously, for the other side, we done talked about that. But when you look at it from our side.
By the way, you have to pay Pat Riley just for saying three-peat.
Oh, man. I can't say that anymore. Yeah.
What a smart guy.
We're going to put a jar right here on the table. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
But for us, we talked about the positives that could come from a Super Bowl win, but the fallout from another Super Bowl loss, now you start questioning everything.
Yes.
Now, I'm not telling you that the organization is all of a sudden going to flip the team upside down or the coaching staff upside down, but a lot of questions will be asked. And Jeffrey Lurie, listen, he won a Super Bowl, but he's obsessed with winning another. Mm-hmm. And when you feel like you've done your part as an owner, as a front office, because that's really what your job is to supply the head coach and the players with what they need to go win.
Yep.
So you just supply the head coach with good players.
Yep.
We all believe this is arguably the best roster in football, right? We all believe that. Well, with that comes pressure to produce. You don't get to be the little engine that could.
Right.
As if you overachieved.
Right.
Like a loss on Sunday, you start having the question, can the quarterback win the big one?
Yeah, or the head coach. You got the right guys. That's what happens. I mean, it happened in Tampa to where they couldn't get to the Super Bowl, so they had to get rid of Tony Dungy. They brought in
Gruden.
John Gruden.
Yep.
It happened in Indianapolis. They couldn't get out of the AFC playoffs. Then they brought in Tony Dungy.
Cincinnati. Yep.
Like that's – it's this the stuff, because the owners are going to sit there and say, hey, I'm giving you all the talent you need. I'm paying all the players. Everybody's happy. And I ain't getting what I want out of this.
I want a championship.
And I want a championship.
And the other thing that we've mentioned that we all have to stare at is next year we have the year after for Saquon, which with as much as workload, I hope it's great, but
sure.
It ain't going to be this year,
no.
One would guess.
Yep.
We have Josh Sweat is a free agent. We have Mekhi Becton as a free agent. Zach Bond is a free agent.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, the team's changed, man.
Darius Slay is a free agent.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, Josh Sweat was at the podium today.
Yeah.
And they asked him about switching agents.
Yeah.
And he said, this is the biggest moment of my life.
Whoa.
The game on Sunday should be the...
Yeah, yeah. Not signing with Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah.
Can we lock in a little bit?
Josh, like, no, I'm about to get paid.
That's right.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I have to tell you, I want to be a fly on the wall with a meeting with Drew Rosenhaus that Josh Sweat walks out and goes, that was the biggest moment of my life.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you imagine
he's played this is the second Super Bowl.
Can you imagine if he has 2 sacks Sunday?
Oh, yeah. That'll be good.
Why the price tag?
Yeah.
So let me ask this.
Yeah. Garrett who?
So, exactly. So are we all assuming that we're not going to resign Josh Sweat?
That seems to be everything I read, is that I think he's going to get overpaid based on what the Eagles
think. And they're
going to
let somebody else overpay.
Yeah. Yep.
But
this smells like the Eagles let somebody else give him too much
they're
money.
They're going to let Nolan Smith move in that position.
Yep.
But who's the other end?
I don't
Jalix
know.
Hunt.
Jalix.
Nah.
Bryce
Huff. Not ready.
Yeah.
But are they...
I forgot about Bryce.
Bryce up.
Yeah.
My bigger question is
cheerleading.
Are they going to let someone else overpay Zach Bond, or are they going to do what it takes?
I think they make Zach Bond a priority.
I think so too.
Yeah. Well, especially if they lose.
And
Josh
he's cheaper
Sweat.
Than those other guys.
Yeah.
He's going to be cheaper than Josh Sweat.
Right.
Mekhi Becton. Like, the linebackers don't get paid unless you're Roquan Smith, Fred Warner. Like, you're one of those guys.
And Vaughn's better than both those guys.
Well, this year he was, for sure.
I saw the estimate on Bond's contract $14 million a year.
I said, I don't know who I was talking to. I told somebody, like, between 11 and 15.
Yeah, well, he's put himself in that position. And who knows what happens on Sunday.
Right.
You know, that can stick in somebody's mind.
And the last time they were in the Super Bowl, they let T.J. Edwards walk.
Yep.
Well, that would prove to be a mistake.
Yep.
Although they did end up with Zach Bond, then they're here 2 years later. But regardless.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should promote from within for the offensive coordinator, hire Kevin Petullo, or look outside the organization? Ike says promote from within. Jack and I say look outside.
Yes.
Coming up next in New Orleans, we are once again, like it or not, joined by Elliot Shore Parks. Tuesdays with Elliot, even in New Orleans. We have that next, along with your calls. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.